Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim in the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim. We are zochet to be 5-4, the fifth chapter in the fourth halacha. And it's been awesome, Baruch Hashem. And it will continue to be awesome. We have explained the whole inyan according to the Rambam. This is the sixth Shir in the series. We saw various shittas, but including the Rambam, that the mitzvah of Hachrim Tachorimim is the mitzvah of Kili Ha'am. It's against the nation, and it's a Mochemes mitzvah, and we were Marich Me'od. And now we will continue based on the Yesodos that we established to explain some psukim in the book of Joshua. How exciting is it to learn the book of Joshua. Wow. Okay, so again, this is all based in the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Mo'oreinenu, Zecher Tzadik l'Vracha. And we are in the 10th perek of Sefer Yehoshua. We're talking about the war against the Amorite kings, the Malchei Ha'emori. So we have in Pasuk Tezayin, Vayanusu chameshes hamalachim ha'elu vayechoveu v'me'oro b'makedo. And these five kings fled and hid themselves in the cave at Makeda. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayugad liyoshua lemor nimtzu chameshes hamalachim nechbeim b'me'oro b'makedo. The five kings have been found. And then, Pasuk Yotes, Be'atem al ta'amodu, ritfu achrei oyveichem, v'zinavtem osam, al titnum lavu al areyem, ki nesanam Hashem elokeichem b'yedchem. So first he says in Pasuk Yotes to roll great stones to the mouth of this cave and set men there to guard it. And then, Vayter, do not stay, pursue after your enemies and smite the rear of them. Do not allow them to enter their cities, for Hashem your God has delivered them into your hand. So we see that Bitchila, Yehoshua did not want to smite the enemies, pursue after them. בתחילה לא חשב יהושע להמשיך מיד לחלותם, ורק על ידי הריגת המלאכים אמר יהושע אל תתנו לבוא. Only then, only after the capture of the kings, did יהושע say to run after them and to pursue them and smite the rear of them and not to allow them to enter into the cities. And then we have Vayter in Pasuk Chof Dalid, Vayhi kol tziyam es hamalochim ha'ele el Yehoshua v'yikra Yehoshua el kol ish Yisrael ויאמר לקציני אנשי המלחמה, ההלכו איתו, קירבו, שימו את רגליכם על צברי המלאכים האלה, ויקרבו וישימו את רגליהם על צבריהם. So, when it came to pass, they brought these kings to Joshua. Joshua called for the men of Israel and said to the chief of the men of war that went with them, come near, put your feet upon the necks of these kings. They came near, and they put their feet upon their necks. ויאמר להם, יהושע, אל תירא, תחתות, don't be afraid. Chazuku v'imtzu, be strong, be courageous. This is what God's going to do to your enemies. Vayakim Yehoshua achrechin v'yamisem v'yisem chamisha chamisha etzim v'tlu me'al etzim ad erev. Then Yehoshua killed them and hanged them on the tree. So That is the story over there. So in other words, only because he captured these kings did he say that let's now smite the enemy. What does that have to do with capturing the kings? So the Malbim talks about it. Also, we have there in Psukim Chof Dalet and Chof Hey that we just read that when he takes them out, he says, don't be afraid, right? Chizku v'imtzu, like we read. So we also see that what does he say to them? He says that there's a shaychus here, that just like God gave us these kings, God's going to do this to all of your enemies. In other words, just like we captured these kings, and look at what they're getting, so too it's going to be all of your enemies. They're all going to get it big time. As Ma Kesher being the capturing of these kings and smiting these kings and the war effort. As Lefit Vareinu, what's the mitzvah? We said the mitzvah is Kilui Ha'am. Shebezeh Harigat HaMelech Ugmara Kilui. Because we said that the king represents the people. So the Harigas HaMelech is the Gmar Kilui. That's what finishes off the job. Omishum Hachi Lo Mir Bezeh Yehoshua. And that's why Yehoshua wasn't rushed to do this. Only after the Malachim were killed, which is Kili Shoresh Ha'am, then, now he has the kings. So then he says, yeah, we can beat the enemy as well now. Because we spoke about how if there's no Shoresh of the Am, that's why the Rambam says that we're Patur Bizmanazev from the Shivas Amim, because we don't have the Shoresh. They're already scattered around. We don't really know what's going on with them. They're not a nation. Not that we know what's going on, but they're not a nation. Since they're not a nation, so Mimela, there's no mitzvah of wiping out these nations. They're not a nation. But the sheresh of the nation is the king. So as long as they don't have the king, ain't time to run after the nation. But once they get the king, now they have the sheresh, now they can also be mechala the rest of the Am. And this is also Harah Mishamayim L'Shara Oivim. That they're going to be wiped out. That's why, just like we have these kings, and we can wipe out these kings, it's going to be like this with all of your enemies, because that's the kilui. They're going to be just like these kings are wiped out, but together with the nations, so too, the other nations as well. וכמה וכמה ערים, ובכל מקום בנוסח אחר. אם נדייק בפסוקים, אנחנו נראה כמה נוסחאות. פסוק חפחת, הבה נראה פסוק חפחת, ואסמקי דלוך עד יהושע ביום ההוא, ויקר לפי חורב, ואסמלכו החרים אויסם, ואס כל הנפש אשר בו, לא ישיר סוריד, ויעס למלך מקדה, Kasher Osa Lemelech Yerichoi. And Yehoshua took Makeda on that day and smote it with the edge of the sword and its king, and he utterly destroyed them and all the souls that were in it. He left none remaining, and he did to the king of Makeda as he had done to the king of Yericho. That's Pasuk Chav Ches. Pasuk Lamed Legabe Levona Vayitin Hashem Osa Gam. Right, we have first Pasuk. Why not Chav Tes? Ve'avu Yeshuv Choy Tzolimo Makeda Livna Vayelochem Im Livna. So now they're going from Makeda to Livna and they're waging war against Livna. Vayitin Hashem Gam Oysa B'yad Yisrael Ves Malko Ve'akeh Lefi Cherev. It's called a nefesh asher ba, lo hishir basarid, v'yas l'malko, kasher asa l'melech yericho. So this is a different lashon than we had in Pasuk Chav Ches. Again, Chav Ches is v'yakeh l'fi chor v'es malko hecharim osam, v'es malko hecharim osam, v'es called a nefesh asher ba, kol hishir sarid, And then, here it's Lohishir Basarid in Pasuk Lamed. And then he did to the king as he did to the king of Yericho. And Pasuk Lamed Beis, Gabe Lochish. What does it say there? Vayitain Hashem is Lochish b'yad Yisrael v'yil kudah b'yom ha'shen v'yakel l'fichar v'etzkel nefesh shirba kol asher asel lil livna. God did, they captured on the second day and they smote it with the sword, with the head, with the mouth of the sword and all of the souls that were in it, like he did to Livna. He left nothing. Loish Irbas Kol Asher Asel Livna. Okay, that's Pasuk Lamed Beis. And then Pasuk Lamed Hey, Legabe Eglon. It says, Vayilkedu Ava B'yom Ho V'yakul L'fichor V'zkol Nevi Sheba B'yom Ho'echrim Kol Asher Asel Lachish. Right, that's talking about Eglon, that he also smitted according to the mouth of the sword and all the souls that were in it. On that day, he was machrim. He utterly destroyed it, just like he did to Lachish. And then Legabi Chevron, right, that's a different nusach. It's kol nefesh yisher ba biyomu hechrim. We don't have that earlier. And then Legabi Chevron, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, V'yagudu v'yakul l'fichar v'ez makav v'ez kol area v'ez kol nefesh yisher ba lo shir sarit kol shir sa le'eglon v'yachrim v'ez kol nefesh yisher ba gam zeb nusach acher. This pasuk is repeating itself. First of all, Yilkadua, he captured it, and he hits it with the mouth of the sword, and the king, and the cities, and the nefesh sherba, he leaves nothing, just like he did to Eglon. And then again, Ve'achrimosa, he destroyed it, was called nefesh sherba, and all the souls that were in it. Again, nusach, so we have different nuschos in the psukim. Why doesn't it say the same nusach? What was different about each time? As levit v'reinu, afshar lomar kach. Kvar amarnu, she'acherem, haynu migmar gomir yosoin.
What is a cherem? A cherem is to finish it off. Soif v'gmar hakilui. Soif v'gmar hakilui. And in that it says in Pasuk Chav Ches v'yakel l'fi cherev v'es malke hechrim osam v'es kolene v'sheba lo shes basarit. So here we have he smit it according to the mouth of the sword and the king. He utterly destroyed it and all the souls everyone. He left nothing. So what it's telling us over here is that Hechrim is the Gemara and the Kilui Gamor. Right? Because it says that he hits the Ficharev and the king he was Machrim. The king he was Machrim. So that's the Kilui Gamor. And why is it a gemar? Mishim shaharig l'fichar v'es kol ha'nefesh sher ba lo sher basarit. Through the harigas hamelech, it was gomar v'hechrim. In other words, what's the hechrim? The hechrim, what we said, was migmar gomir yasam, completely wipe them out. Completely decimate them. So that's what it's saying over here. Because malka hechrim osam, because the king, he was machrim, together with all the nefesh sher ba, that's the chayrim. Through the harigas hamelech, there's the chayrim. That's completely decimating them. Because you need to wipe out the shorish. The king is the shorish of the nation, as we spoke about in the previous year. That's why it says, Ve'akel l'fichar v'es makah hechrim osam. And then v'es kol nefesh sher ba, he left nothing. So the hechrim is the kilui gamor, and it's only kilui gamor with an nefesh sher ba because he knocked off the king. Hashem kein pasuk lamid, kabe livna, shikvar bi'er shem amal b'midyuka dekor, shlo yedas Yoshua lilochem b'livna. Yoshua didn't intend to wage war against Livna. It was anshei Livna yatzu l'krosam. When they passed by there, and it was Livna who started up. So they weren't intending here to be Makayim the Mitzvah's essay of Hechrim Zayin Amimin. It was just Livna started up with them, they had to defend themselves. And therefore, there's no Lashon of Hechrim. Hechrim is the Kiyum Hatzesse of Hechrim Tachrim, that's the Gemar Kilui. So that we had an earlier Pasuk, because that's what intention was there. But here, there wasn't Bechlau the intention. Here it only says, the Befall Shalom Nitzachim B'Mulchama. And that's why it says over here, no Lashon of Hechrim. But here's no Lashon Cherem because he doesn't intend
to be mekayim mitzvah shivas amim, and that's the lashon cheirim. That's why here we omit the lashon cheirim. Now pasuk lamed beis, as we saw, vayiten Hashem es lachish biyad Yisrael vayilkida v'yom mishin vaykel lefichar v'es kol nevesh sher ba k'chol asher asa lilivna. As legabe lachish, lo katuv melech. Where's the king over here? It doesn't say that earlier on it says they killed the king, lefichariv, but here it doesn't say anything about killing the king. Lama? Ki hu kvar ne'erag b'chal chameshes ha'malachim. He was one of the five kings that was killed earlier. Right? We had in Pesukim Chavhei Chavav that the five kings were killed. Vayakem Yehoshua, Pasuk Chavav, Achreichen, Vayamisem, Vayislem al Chamesha Eitzim, Vayitzulim al Eitzim Adarev. So that was one of the five kings that was killed. So Memela and Pasuk Lamed Beis, Gabe Lachish, it doesn't say Melech, Ki Kvar Ne'erag B'gal Chamesh Tamelachim. And what about the Hacharim? There's no Lashon of Hacharim over here. And the explanation is that Gabe Mitzvah Sesei Shel Hacharim Ta'amim Chorimim Shel Gemar HaKilui HaKvarei Kvar Ne'emar Zeh B'Harigat HaMelachim Le'el Bakoi. The Hacharim Ta'acharimim that we had by the kings, right, like we had in Pasuk Chav Ches, Vayakel Afi Charev, Ves Malka, Hecherim Osam, right, he smote with the edge of the sword and its king, he utterly destroyed them, right, Hecherim Osam, so there already says a Lashon of Hecherim, so it doesn't have to repeat it over here. All it says is that they just killed Kol Nefesh Asherba. That's the Hashlama. That's the completion of the Harigas HaMelech, because again, the Melech is the Sharish Ha'am, and then it's completed by killing the rest of the people. Not only that, Lohud Gashkan, it doesn't say anything about not leaving a remnant. If you look in Pasuk Chav Beis, it doesn't say not leaving a remnant, that it says earlier. And the reason is that the not leaving a remnant wants to emphasize the Maisa HaKilui. We already saw that they killed the king, and that's already the kilui. They killed the king, and there's already hachrama. So Memela didn't have to mention again the lo hishir basarit. Rak legabe vayitain, right, when it's talking about Livna. So by Livna, it's telling us the lamaisa. The lamaisa, they killed the king. Kolin avisher balo hishir basarit. That's telling us the Lamaisa, but by Lachish, it doesn't have to tell us that, because by Lachish, he was Mekayim in the midst of Kilui, of Hachrama, and Ramela didn't have to say Hishabas La Hishabas Sarit, because that's already included in what it said earlier, there was Hachrama, and they were, here it says they were all killed, and earlier on it says there was Hachrama, so it's not necessary to say the Lo Hishabas Sarit killed the king, and that's already with the people. So that already is a kiyum of the Lohishu Basarit. Now, we can only have a Lohishu Baksiva as called Nevesh Ba'echrim. And what does it say? Ba'yil Kadu Ba'yomu Ve'akul Lefichar as called Nevesh Ba'yomu Hechrim. Right, so it says. Wait, we're in Pasuk Lamed Beis. I'm sorry, I skipped the Lamed Hey. Vayitein Hashem es lachish b'yad Yisrael v'yokadav yom ha'shen v'kel l'fichor v'zina v'sher bo kol ha'shir asal l'livna. So there's anything about l'hishir basarit, there's anything about the king we already covered before, and that's the hachrama, and that's the kilui, and therefore wasn't necessary to say l'hishir basarit. And then we get to Pasuk Lamed Hey. That's where I just accidentally skipped to. And they took it on that day and they smote with the edge of the sword and all the swords that, the souls that were in it. He utterly destroyed that day, just like he did to Lachish. Now, what about the king of Lachish? What about the king of Eglon? It's talking about Eglon. So it doesn't say anything about here about the king, because the king was already killed. So therefore, it's not necessary to mention the king. And what the Pasuk is telling us is the Gemara Kilui of this nation. So that's what we have in the Pasuk. There's we have the Kilui. We have the Hechrim, to show that they were completely wiped out. And it doesn't say Lo Hishir Basarid, like we saw by Lachish. And that's a hemshech to what it says earlier. Earlier on it said Bayom Hahu. In other words, in our pasuk, here in pasuk chafei, it says Vayakdua Bayom Hahu Vayaku Lefichar Vezkol Nefesh Sher Bayom Hahu Hechrim. So Zebah Lashmiya Lanu. This is a hemshech to Bayom Hahu. This Vezkol Nefesh Hechrim. So it's coming to teach us that it was all Nigmar Ba'osu Ayom. It was all finished on that day, and that's Lashon of Hechrim. That Hechrim, the Pasuk is emphasizing here, that he finished them all off on that day. Umishum kach, k'tiv ba Hechrim. And that's why it says a Lashon of Hechrim, to show that it was all done on that day. But primarily it was like Lachish, and therefore they have the same signal as we have by Lachish. What does it say by Lachish? Also, it says V'itein Hashem is Lachish b'ad yisol v'yukad ha'b'yom ha'shini v'akeh l'fi charev v'fi charev v'eskol nefesh sher b'akol sher asal l'livna. And here it says v'yakadu v'yabiyom v'yaku l'fi charev v'eskol nefesh sher b'yom v'hechrim kol sher asal l'lachish. That's what the Pasuk says. It's telling us that it's like Lachish. The only thing we add here, we don't have by Lachish, is the idea of Hechrim. And the reason it says Hechrim is because it says Bayom Ahu. But it's telling us that it was all finished on that day. And therefore, as a Hemshech of Bayom Ahu, so it tells us Hechrim, that it was all finished, but primarily it's telling us that what happened here was what happened by Lachish. And therefore it says that it's here like Lachish. And then in Pasuk Lamed Zayin, it says Vayil Kedua Vayakul Lefi Cherev. That's what's talking here about Chevron, that it waged war against Chevron. That's Pasuk Lamed Vav. So it says V'yakadu v'yakul l'fi cherev v'es malkov v'es kol arev v'es kol anefesh asher ba lo hishir srid k'chol asher osa le'eglon v'yachrim osa v'es kol anefesh asher ba. Now why does it say v'es malka? He was also one of the five kings killed. So why does it repeat Malka, that the king was killed? So the Radak writes that they had another king, there was a new king, and now he was killed also. And therefore it says again Hechrim, because the Melech is the Gemar Kilui. Once you kill the king, so it's Matim, the Lashon of Hechrim. That's why the Pasuk here again says Hechrim. And there's an emphasis here in the Pasuk, Lo Hishir Sarid. The reason it says Lo Hishir Sarid is to tell us that there's a Gemara Mitzvah Hachrim Tachrimein. And it's emphasizing that they were completely finished with it. They completely wiped them out. Since there was also the king killed and also the people, both the king and the people, so there's an emphasis here. Not only is there a Hechrim, but there's also Lo Hishir Basarid. And so too in the next Pasuk that we have by... When they get to Dvir, it says Vayilkodaves Malkaves Kolarea Vayachor Yakum Lufichar Vayachrim was called Nevisherba. So there's a hachrama here, and since there's also the king is also involved, so there's a complete hachrama, and therefore it says Lohishir Sarid to emphasize they completely wipe them out. So again, to summarize, we have Pasuk Chav Ches, Ves Makeda Lachad Yoshua B'yom Rebekel Fichor Ves Malka, Hechrim Osam. So you have the killing here of the king. And therefore it says a Lashon of Hechrama. And then it says Lohishir Sari, that nothing was left, in order to tell us that the Hechrim was the Gemar Kilui. Because he killed Kol HaNefesh HaShirba, Lohishir Sari. And therefore when it says the king, Vayekel Fichor Ves Malka, when he killed the king, that's the Hechrama. Since you killed the king and everybody else was also wiped out, So that hachrama is Elohir Shebasarit. Nothing was left, even the king. So because nothing was left, Lohishir Basarit Mela Vesmalka Hecharim, it's called a hachrama by the king. Mashen Ken Lagabe Livna. So like we saw in the Malbim, that Yeshua wasn't intending to fight against them. There was no kiyam of hachrama Zayin Amimin, and therefore it doesn't say a lashon of hachrim. Hachrim is the telling us there was a kiyam mitzvah of hachrim tachrim, which is the Gemara Kilu. It just says that before the nitzach and the melchama that they wiped them out. And then a pasuk lamed beis lekabe lachish. It doesn't say melech because he's already included in the kings earlier that were killed. And lekabe mitzvah esay we already read earlier. That was done with the harigas hamalachim. When the kings are killed, so that's called a hachrama. We learned earlier the kings were killed, so we know that there was a hachrama when it comes to a lachish. And therefore, all it says is they killed kol nefesh asherba. That's the hashlamas harigas hamelech. And there's no emphasis lo hishu basarid because we want to emphasize that there was a maisa kilui. And in lachish, the lav hachi, it already said that the king was killed. So we know that if they killed the king earlier, and here they wiped everybody else, and then in Pasuk Lamed Hei Legabe Eglon, he was also already killed. So the Iker is the Gemara Kilu of the Am. It doesn't say Lo Hishu Basarid. Just like it doesn't say by Lachish. And also in Pasuk Lamed Beis, it doesn't say Lo Hishu Basarid. It just says it's called an Nefesh Yisher Bahechrim as a Hemshech of Bayom Ahu. That it's coming to tell us that it was all finished on that day. On that day there was Achram. We know there was Achram because everybody was killed and the king had already been killed. But the reason it says the Achrama is because it's included in the Bayom Ahu. But primarily it was the same as Lachish. As it says, that it was done just like it was done to Lachish. So again, the only reason it says Hechrim because this is Bayom Ahu. And you know that all Nefesh were killed, and it already tells us earlier that the king was killed. And then therefore it's like Lachish. And then Legabe Chevron, it mentions the king, even though he's also included in the five kings, says there was now a new king. And since there was now a new king, it again mentions the king, and therefore it says again Hechrim, because the king is the Gemara Chrama. And there's an emphasis on Lohesh Basarid to show that he finished off the Hechrim Tachrimim. So to Legabe Dvir. It says Lo Hishir Basarid and Hachrama because they also killed the king. So when you kill the king, there's an emphasis, and the people, there's an emphasis not only to their Hachrama, but it's a Gemara Hachrama. They finished off the mitzvah Lo Hishir Basarid. So they completed the mitzvah of Hachrim Tachrimim. So that's relevant when you're killing the king and the people. And that's what we have in Patsuk Lamed Zayin by Chevron. So you have achrama, you have finishing off because you have the killing of the people and also the king. So that's the idea basically of the killing of the king is achrama. So when we talk about the killing of the king, it's going to be achrama. And we already mentioned the killing of the king. We don't have to say achrama unless you want to say that it was Dafka Bayom Ahu. Or again, if now you're mentioning the killing of the king, you're going to say achrama. And the Lohishir Basar, it goes with achrama sometimes because it's telling us that it was finished off. It was a Gemara mitzvah of Achrama. Top, as yesh od ledaber b'psukim ha'elu, ubezrat Hashem, b'shiur haba, anachnu namshich, v'nirah hemshech nifla'ot mitorat Hashem itbarach, az ana yisharu imanu, v'nirah nifla'ot. Toda rabba rabba, she'ezantem, shalom shalom. Lina, then I'm sure.